Ladies and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game on this Friday. We're live in Chicago. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We say hello now to our buddy Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, who is on the line with us. Chris, how the heck are you this morning?
Man, I'm doing good. It felt like I ain't talked to you in a couple of weeks. I actually miss you guys, man. What's going on with
I
y'all?
know. I miss you too. I want to start with a
Please,
hard-hitting
sure.
question, though. You heard, and I'm sure you and Jared discussed this
We
earlier this
argued the
week.
whole time.
I know, I love it. I love it. But DeAndre Hopkins spoke at the
Right,
Super
right.
Bowl, and he talked about the trade from the Titans
Sure.
to Kansas City and how he kind of took himself out of the Buffalo game. My perception of that is, and look, maybe this is harsh to say it this way, but if you're taking yourself out of the game and you're not injured, like that's kind of quitting on your team. That's how I took that. And I want your perspective because, again, you're going to understand this and what a player goes through more than I am. So go ahead.
I'm not gonna say he quit. I just think that you saw a frustrated receiver. And I know people, oh, he quit on the team and this and that. But sometimes you just have a bad day and you get frustrated. Just imagine working at a construction mill, whatever, whatever. Sometimes you just get tired and you're like, okay, I just need to just blow off some steam and walk to the sidelines. And that's exactly what he did. Because listen, when you're talking about quitting, you're just saying, I'm basically throwing in the towel and I don't want to be in here anymore. That was just one day where he said, you know what? I'm frustrated, I'm upset, and I'm going to take myself out. Because here's what we got to understand. I know we do some great things and we play football and do all these things, but we're still human. We still feel, we still go through frustrations. And I think sometimes people don't understand that. And just looking at, Hopkins, I just think at that moment he was just frustrated. He wasn't getting the ball. He didn't feel like he was a part of the offense. So on that day, I just think that you looked at a frustrated receiver as opposed to a guy quitting on his team.
So I hear you, and I don't 100% disagree with you on that, but the difference is like, and I've heard you tell these stories, I've heard Derek tell these stories of getting frustrated in the moment and walking off. And I think Derek told one where he was literally going to the locker room and somebody, I think it was Ed Reed when he was in Baltimore, pulled him aside and was like, "Hey man, we need you. We need you right now. Like, I know it hadn't come
Absolutely.
your way, but we need you." And he went back in there. The problem is the Titans don't seem to have a guy like that, and
That's a
that
good
didn't do
point.
that with him. And then the next day he's traded to Kansas City because he talked about sitting with Rand Carthon and saying that, he wanted to move on and all that stuff. So I hear you, and I think it's kind of a both sides of it, but it just was really interesting to me when he made those comments.
It is interesting, but here's what he did that people kind of look at is he didn't blast the team at that moment. He could have said, "Man, I'm tired of this," and whatever, whatever. He waited till after the season. I know it doesn't sound better, but at the end of the day, he was just a frustrated receiver, and I can understand how he feels because I play. Listen, I played in the offense to where I may get maybe 1.5 attempts a game. So there were times where I walked off the field upset. There were times where I walked in the locker room to where I wanted to throw my helmet and yell at some people. But at the end of the day, I had to check my feelings. I had to tell my emotions to shut up. Because I'm going to tell you this. Listen, people got to understand this. My emotions were like, I don't want to be here. My emotions were like, I don't feel a part of this team. My emotions were like, man, this sucks. But then when I went home, I had to check my emotions, say, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to catch a lot of passes, or do I want to catch the vision of the team and go to the Super Bowl? In 1999, we did. So I actually, made my goal.
We're talking to our good friend Chris Sanders on the Chasing Big Joe show. Hey, let me ask you this. So, Hopkins crying by not getting the football. You've been there. What would happen had you gone in Floyd Reese's office in 1997 and said, "Steve's not throwing me the ball"?
You're out of here. It'd have been no Super Bowl for me because
No, he would have been like this. He would have been like,
Hey, bub, get out of here.
"Yep, right."
But see, I probably would. It all depends on who you are, right? At that point, we had a whole bunch of receivers at the time. We had Yancey Higgins, we had Derek Mason, we had Kevin Dice, we had all these guys. So if I go into the office and say, I want the football, if you don't do this, and then trade me, Yeah, I would have said that, and then I actually would have been traded. But here's what I had to fight. This is what I had to fight. My first year in 1995, I led the league in yards per catch with 23.5. The year after that, I led the league again with 48 catches, you know, with 18.5 yards a catch. So now I get into a situation to where the offense is built around Eddie George. The offense is built about running the ball and being physical at the line of scrimmage. So I understand it. Man, I went from catching footballs to not catching any. So now you got Hopkins at a situation to where he was at Houston. He's catching 100 balls, and now he's only catching about, you know, one or two a game. So he's frustrated. But the only thing I wish he could have did better was he had somebody to talk to him and say, listen, hey, bruh, just tame your emotions and let's go try to get this dub.
Let me ask you this. The Super Bowl this weekend, and in my awful career, always took time, Chris, when I got on the field for, I'll never forget, 15 seconds. I'd do a 360, just take in, all right, here I am. I get to play football. When you played in the Super Bowl, were you able to walk on the field?
Oh, my God.
And like, all right, I'm here. Let's go play. Were you able to do that?
Yes. This there was two cool parts about, you know, me walking on the field. When I was walking on the field, first of all, I saw Tina Turner. And she's one of my favorite artists of all time. And I said, Miss Tina Turner, you know, it's an honor to meet you. She kissed me on the cheek and said, okay, go have a good game, baby. So I was like, let's just go and get married tomorrow, because I was that excited. But then here's the cool part about this part is I walked out on the field, and all of a sudden I heard somebody scream my name, hey, Chris. And I walked to the other end zone, and it's about 15 or 16 people with an 81 jersey. And you talk about a guy feeling good, a guy, finally seeing his dreams being fulfilled, to where you look around and like, man, a kid that went through adversity, a kid that said they had ADD, a kid that said he'll never amount to anything. Now he's sitting in 1995 at the 34th, in Super Bowl 34, fulfilling his dream. It's unexplainable. And then on a situation to where, man, you're in the huddle and it's the last play of the game, and you got Steve McNair who's tired. You got, you know, Eddie George is tired. You got Kevin Dyson in the game, Derek Mason, and it's the last play of the game. And then you dreamt about it as a kid to being in a play like this, and I'm actually fulfilling one of my dreams to actually have a chance to win a game, to have a chance to win a Super Bowl, and I'm in the last play of the game. It gets no better than that, man. Golly.
That is very true, and I love talking about these memories with you. All right, do you have a pick?
You know what? I hope it happens. I'm going to go with Philly. I think Philly's going to beat them, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because everybody's talking about the three-peat and, you know, Kansas City winning three in a row, and I just think that that's the fuel that Philly's going to need. And then, you know, I think the X factor, I know everybody's talking about they're going to stop, Kansas City's going to stop the run game. Man, the big dog that they have in the backfield with Barkley, do you understand what he's done in the preseason? He has 442 yards in the postseason alone.
Yeah.
He's averaging 147 yards, 6.7 yards in a tipped. So if he gets going, I think it's going to be a long day for Kansas City. I know everybody's talking about, you know, Mahomes and Magic. I understand it. If it's the last possession, I'm giving it to Kansas City. But when you got Barkley in the backfield that's running the way he does and making those big plays, I think that's going to be the X factor in the game.
It's going to be a fun one for sure. Chris, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, brother. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
You too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us on the show. Coming up next, we'll give our final predictions on the Super Bowl, plus what day is it, and celebrity birthdays. Here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.